Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin once again coming to you from the studio of Waves of Glory. I am your Marketplace Apostle. I'm here this morning for our segment on the Day of the Woman. We're coming from the book, Behold, I Show You a Mystery, that is authored by yours truly. And we're going to be going into the chapter today on license to preach. I want to say to you that God is an awesome and powerful God. He is a mighty God. He is the one true God who is able to present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. I just wanted to take a moment to lift up God today. He is worthy to be praised, and I bless his name, and I welcome you this morning. We've been talking for this season about the Day of the Woman, about the fact that God has appointed this time and this season to raise up his daughters, that we are prophesying to the dry bones. We are calling women up out of the graves. We are praying that God and prophesying that God will put flesh and sinews on the bone, and skin on the bone. Then we're prophesying to the four winds, glory to God, to come and breathe into these slain, that they would rise again, stand on your feet, as in Ezekiel 37, a great, exceeding, mighty army of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So I welcome you once again to Waves of Glory, where we'll be talking about the Day of the Woman and the controversy about women in ministry. I know it seems that because there are more women in ministry that the controversy is over. I'm finding that at some of the places where I'm connecting with women, there are still a group of women and a general consensus that women should not be in ministry, especially in denominational areas. So I'm going to continue to talk about it until somebody who needs to be delivered, who needs to be set free, hears my voice and hears what the Word of God has to say on the issue and can be delivered from the recommendations of man that have been pushed forward rather than the mandates of God. We're going into 1 Corinthians chapter 11 today. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and we're talking through the Apostle Paul here, and a question has been given to him by the church at Corinth. Remember that this is a brand new church, and the people are just learning how to operate in as a group, as a people, as a congregation, separate from Judaism, separate from the laws and the techniques and tactics of the Jewish faith. And so here we have a group of on-fire, charismatic believers who are in transition from Judaism to Christianity. So here's what's happening in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. He says, follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. That's verse 1. I praise you for remembering me in everything and for holding to the tradition. Did you hear that word? Holding to the traditions just as I pass them on to you. But I want you to get that verse says, but. Whenever you hear the word but, you know there's coming a shift after that word. He says, first in verse 2, he says, I want to thank you for holding the traditions just like I passed them on to you. And verse 3 says, but I want you to realize that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is man, and the head of Christ is God. Every man who prays or prophesies with his head covered dishonors his head. But, there's the but again, there comes a shift. Every woman who prays or prophesies with her head uncovered dishonors her head. It is the same as having her head shaved. There is a nugget right there in those few verses. When we are talking about the controversy of women in ministry, we find right here, now Paul is not saying that a woman should keep silent in church. Uh-oh, here we have it, out of his own mouth. Verse 5, but every woman who prays or prophesies. So that tells you right there, you cannot prophesy without opening your mouth. You cannot prophesy while you are silent. So here we have a new outlook from the very same apostle that was saying last week, we talked about keep silent in church, and we explained what that meant. Now here's our confirmation, glory be to God, written right here in this chapter. Chapter 11 of 1 Corinthians verse 5 lets us know that a woman is going to both pray and she is going to prophesy. And in their traditions and customs, he's saying that it is traditional for a man to pray or prophesy with his head uncovered because God is his covering. But the woman is to pray or prophesy with her head covered according to tradition because she is honoring her husband as her head. For if a woman does not cover her head, she might as well have her hair cut off. But if it is a disgrace for a woman, as in the men wore shortcuts, but if it is a disgrace for a woman to have her hair cut off or her head shaved, then she should cover her head. Let me say that again. If it is a disgrace for a woman to have her hair cut off or her head shaved, then she should cover her head. Now, when you go into studying the custom and the culture of the time, the moment and the transition that the church was in, you will recognize that some of the women that were coming into the church were women who were coming in being delivered from another pagan religion. And in that religion, the woman's hair had been cut off or her head had been shaved, and this made her significantly different from the other women that were in Judaism. And so when she would get saved and come into Christianity and come into the church environment in order to be the same as the other women, she would cover her head because it was considered a shame at that time and a disgrace for a woman to have her hair cut, and therefore she would be in disgrace in the church. Paul is just talking real and keeping it 100 with the people. Listen, if this thing is showing up and causing you grief because it's a disgrace, then just let her cover her head. And we know that she didn't have a little doily in those days. They didn't put a doily on their head as a covering. They covered their heads with a veil. If you will look at any of the cultural movies from that era, that the women had a huge covering over their head. And sometimes so did the men. They both wore the same type of head covering depending upon the circumstance. Verse 7, Paul says, a man ought not to cover his head, when we're talking about in the church now, because since he is the image and glory of God, but the woman is the glory of man. We remember that Eve was created out of Adam. So for man did not come from woman, but woman from man. Neither was man created for woman, but woman for man. So he's taken us all the way back to the book of Genesis and the creation. It is for this reason, and this reason only, that a woman ought to have authority over her own head. In other words, for her to have her own decision-making power over whether or not she wants to wear the veil or not wear the veil because of the angels. Now, people get real spiritual here when they see the word angels, but that word is simply translated. Angels also means messengers because that was part of the custom and the culture of that time. Go into Gill's exposition on the Bible and read on this particular issue, that there was a messenger that went back and forth between men and women, especially when they were going to be espoused to one another. There wasn't so much contact between the persons that were espoused, but there was more contact between messengers. These messengers, that word is the same word as angels. This is why it is important to us, daughters of God, to study the word for yourself, study, go deeper in the Word, go deeper, do research, get your Bible dictionary, your concordance, your lexicon, go deeper into the study of the Word so that false teachings can be eradicated. Next, verse 11 says, nevertheless, in the Lord, hallelujah, and this is where we want to stay, in the Lord. In the Lord, woman is not independent of man, nor is man independent of woman. For as woman came from man, so also man is born of woman. Now here we have a shift. Glory be to God. In the beginning, woman came from man. But since that time, man comes from woman. So God is not concerned about your gender. Don't be hung up, don't be caught up, and don't be tricked by the doctrines of men to tell you that you are less than who you are in God. He says, to complete that verse, but everything comes from God. Verse 13, now get a hold of this in your spirit. Judge for yourself. Amen. He's saying, make your own decisions. Why? Because there is no mandate. There is no commandment. There is nothing written in stone that says it has to be one way or another. He says, judge for yourself. Make up your own mind. Is it proper for a woman to pray to God with her head uncovered? Does not the very nature of things, that if a man has long hair, it's a disgrace to him. But if a woman has long hair, it is her glory. He's saying there's nothing wrong with her beautiful long hair. There's nothing wrong with it. It's her glory. Amen. For long hair is given to her as a covering. Oh, my goodness. I could just stop right there, stand up on a soapbox, and just preach for hours, because we have come away from this very scripture talking about covering. And now even in today's modern Christianity, we mistake mentorship and fathership for covering. And we weren't even talking about mentorship in this particular verse of scripture, praise the Lord. We are talking about a head full of hair or a piece of cloth over her head. I hope somebody hears me this morning and gets into the Word of God and begins to study your Word for yourself. Glory be to God. For her hair is given to her as a covering. So when somebody comes up and asks you, do you have a covering? Amen. The answer is yes. A head full of glorious hair. Amen. If anyone, Paul says, wants to be contentious about this, if you want to fight about it, if you want to struggle and argue and debate, he says, we have no other practice, nor do the churches of God. We don't have any customs concerning covering. We don't have any customs concerning women with hair prophesying with their head covered or prophesying with their head uncovered. There's no such mandate in the churches of God. Hallelujah. So we have discovered this morning in verse 5 that the women are to pray and they are to prophesy. That word prophesy means to preach. That word prophesy means to proclaim. Glory to God. And right here through the mouth of the Apostle Paul, we see that he He acknowledges that this is the ministry that women will have. So in modern day churches that have used the scriptures in chapter 11 to hang women from the rafters, bind them with the scriptures, tell them that they have to wear a dolly on their head. That is foolishness. It's utter foolishness. But if you decide that that's what you want to do, there's no law against it, he's saying. So for those of us who don't want to wear a dolly on our head, don't wear one. For those of us who want to wear a dolly on your head, go ahead and wear one. We are one in the Spirit. We are one in Christ Jesus. There is no difference, praise the Lord. It is the Spirit that ministers and not the flesh. Glory be to God. I'm excited in my spirit today. Behold, I show you a mystery. I pray you get a hold of it today in the realm of the spirit. I pray that the Spirit of God enlighten the eyes of your understanding on this particular issue. I'll be back again to talk with you once again on tomorrow. This is Apostle E.J. Melvin with Waves of Glory. I am your Marketplace Apostle, and from this point forward, we are going to be the daughter of God he has called us to be. God bless you, I love you, and keep preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God.